Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. You shall not murder. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. Once again, God's directive is simple and given because people will want to eliminate lies that annoy them or inconvenience them. We know what murder is. That is, until we begin to play with the very definition of life. Those who are pro-abortion would not call abortion murder because they refuse to call an unborn child a living being. Throughout history, there has been much discussion about the definition of murder. Some have even gone as far as saying God murders, so we can. Once again, human perspective causes us to skew an understanding. God is the one who creates life. He is also the one who determines how and when life ends for all people. Let me say that again. God is the creator and the sustainer of life. He's the one that gives us life, and he's also the one that says one day our life on this earth will end. He's the only one in that position. Therefore, God can't murder. People do not create life, and therefore they have no right to terminate life. There's a massive difference between God and humans. As we read the New Testament, we see Jesus address the issue of murder by warning us about going to the slippery slope of hatred. We were meant to love. Yet when we live opposite of that, we invite all sorts of disasters. Matthew 5, 21-26 says, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember you have a brother that has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you're going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard and you be put in prison. Truly I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny." We are created to love God and each other. When we hate, slander, listen to, or spread gossip, we do the opposite of love, and disaster will follow. Hatred is the gate to murder. If we recognize that, we avoid that gate. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.